Good afternoon, everybody. This is Skincare by Shannon Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Today's podcast, we are going to discuss products and ingredients. So let's just jump in. Well, first things first. If you have St. Ives apricot scrub in your shower, don't ever use that on your face. Again, that stuff is good for your elbows, knees, and feet. It literally is like rubbing shards of glass on your face. Yes, you feel like it's scrubbing away all of the world off your face, but it's really stripping your skin's natural protective barrier. It's creating skin irregularities, sensitivities. It's just crap. Also, I hear this all the time. So, what are you using on your skin? Oh, I just use a bar of soap that's in the shower. Stop. Please. Just stop. I mean, yeah. pH of the bar of soap is very high. It strips your skin's natural barrier and it can create unnecessary irritation and dryness to your skin. And just the thought of washing with something you just used to clean, well, exactly. We won't go there, but you can get where I'm going with this. Bar soap on your face, no go. St. Ives apricot scrubs, no. Let it go. I mean, if you have it in your, if you have a St. Ives, just stop using it on your face. Use it as a body scrub. Use it on your feet. Great for that. Stop using the bar of soap. I know you probably think, oh, but I've been washing my face with a bar of soap from the end of time. My mom used it. My grandma used it. Yeah, we'll stop. It's, trust me, there's cleansers out there for reasons. And that's what we're going to get started to talk about. Like, each cleanser for different skin types and conditions. So, let's get into that. Okay, welcome back. Okay, so I started to get into cleansers, but it was really kind of boring me, to be honest with you. I love talking anti-aging. That's my favorite thing to talk about. Let's get the skin looking younger, more fabulous. And what are the products that are going to get us to looking like that? Yes, we need cleansers. And I will get back to that either at a later podcast or maybe at the end of this one. but let's talk about vitamin A. Vitamin A should be a part of, if you're able to handle it. I mean, they have so many lower doses of vitamin A, and a lot of people are scared of it because either they go to the dermatologist and their dermatologist gives them the strongest one possible, and they're like, oh my God, my face is peeling off. Well, it does create a peeling effect, but these dermatologists are not giving people or patients advice on how to manage the peeling and the dryness. They're not telling them what products to use along with the vitamin A to alleviate some of the temporary side effects. Once you get past the dryness and the flakiness, vitamin A does some amazing things for the skin if you don't have overly sensitive skin. So if you have this type of skin that is normal, you don't have like rosacea, vitamin A is great to have in your cabinet, in your beauty arsenal, should I say. The age group that I think vitamin A should really start to be used is at least 30. At least 30 should be dipping your toes into the realm of vitamin A in any form. But I don't be scared of worried about it drying because there are ways to alleviate that and then getting past that rough phase of the dryness and the flakiness. You can use hyaluronic acid to layer with it to help hydrate. You can use obviously a moisturizer along with it, and we'll get to also retin-A's best friend, vitamin C. So retin-A is a form of vitamin A. It's derivatives of retinoids. They include topical skin drugs such as retin-A, Tazorac, Differin, which Differin now you can get at Walgreens and CVS, so you don't need a prescription for Differin anymore. And then they have the strongest derivative of vitamin A, which is a prescription, which is actually Accutane. And people that get on Accutane, that is like your end of the world skin resort if you have horrible, unmanageable cystic acne. That's people's usually last resort to treat that if they've tried everything and it is not possible for them to clear their acne, that usually resort to taking Accutane. But that's going to be more on my acne podcast at a later date. So there's other skincare ingredients derived from vitamin A, such as retinol, aldehyde, and retinol palmitate. So those are all ingredients you want to look for in your anti-aging products. Because sometimes if I'm asking you, so what are you using in your skin? You're like, oh, it's an anti-aging cream. And I'm usually trying to ask you, like, well, does it have any acids in it? So it's good to know what different vitamin A's are, so you can at least tell your practitioner, your esthetician, that you are using something with active ingredients. Because if you are using anything with vitamin A in it, it can make your skin a little bit sensitive to maybe other exfoliating ingredients. And if you're going in for a wax, you definitely want to make sure that you've stayed off any of those vitamin A derivatives for at least 72 hours. Or even a couple days before, because it can cause any, not necessarily a burn, but it could tear the skin because it thins the area with the wax. So let's talk about Retin-A's best friend, vitamin C. So if you have Retin-A in your cabinet, you need to have its best friend along with it. So you would use vitamin A or Retin-A at night. And then during the day, you want to use a product that has any component of vitamin C in it because vitamin C is a form of antioxidant. So it's also known as L-ascorbic acid, and it's used in lots of treatments and skincare products as magnesium ascorbate phosphate, sodium ascorbyl phosphate, and ascorbyl palmitate. Those are derivatives of vitamin C. So if you're looking at your label and your products, those are if those have those words in it, those are a derivative of vitamin C. So vitamin C is also used for the treatment of aging and sun damaged skin. It's a very strong antioxidant, and vitamin C is also helps with the cell membranes. Yeah, so it's helping your skin's cells repair. It also helps your skin be brighter. It helps even out skin tones. So whereas the vitamin C is exfoliating, the vitamin C is going to soak in there and it's going to brighten the skin. So they work really good synergistically together. So if you have those in your cabinet, you need to use the C during the day, the A at night. And if you're dry, you want to just use, keep your skin hydrated, moisturize. Hyaluronic acid is a universal, serum. It's good for oily skin. It hydrates. I like to moisten the skin a little bit and then put the hyaluronic acid on. It plumps. So those are great to have together. Sometimes with vitamin C, you'll also have, like, say if it's a serum, usually it's like vitamin A, C, and E. So those three usually work really well together. The E is going to keep your skin hydrated, to help, soften the skin from, or hydrate the skin from the vitamin A. So it's exfoliating, brightening and hydrating. So if you have any of those products that have vitamin A, C, and E, those are really great. I mean, it's a multifaceted serum or cream you probably have right there that's gonna like lighten, brighten, and tighten. That's what I would say those would do. And there's a lot out there. I have one that I sell at my studio. It's my Skincare by Shannon brand, and it actually has the AC and E in it, along with peptides. And the peptides help also with anti-aging. So it's a great brightening serum. I love it. What else? Okay. So yeah, I also, when you're using vitamin A, you gotta wear sunscreen. So SPF, I don't like ones that have a ton of chemicals in them. I prefer one with no chemicals in it, because the ones with chemicals, and I can't even pronounce half the words that are on there, but if you can't pronounce the words when you're looking at your the back of your sunscreen bottle, it's probably loaded with chemicals. I like one that maybe has just zinc oxide or titanium dioxide, and I try to stay with those two protective ingredients. Most of the time, our makeup has an SPF in it, but I live in Florida, so I need something with 50. I'm very fair skin, and I do use a lot of active ingredients in my skin. So knowing the back of the label, reading the label, and using the right things for your skin type and condition is very important. There's so many products out there over the counter, and everybody's like so allured to the shiny, fancy box. You know, everybody's, all the younger generation of people, they're, you know, good. They spend all their money at Sephora and Ulta, and they're using all the wrong stuff for their face, because they're going to that shiny little box because the packaging is beautiful, or their best friend is using this amazing serum with an elephant on it and they just love it. But you're not your friend. You don't have your friend's skin. Quit using your friend's products. That's all I have to say in this closing statement. Is if your friend's using something for their face and your friend has dry skin and you have oily skin, you're not going to get the results you want. So listen to your esthetician, your doc, your dermatologist. They know your skin best. You know, the girl at the makeup counter or at those beauty stores, they're there to sell, to make a profit. They don't have time to give your skin a good analysis and what's good for you. For instance, I was at one of those stores, I won't name which one, and I was like looking at some products, and I overheard a woman say to the associate, my daughter had a reaction from a product from her dermatologist. Do we have anything here that can help her with her skin? And of course my ears like perked up and I'm like, no, Shannon, mind your business. Don't intervene. You know, these people, they're obviously trained here. They can give the person good advice. So in the beginning I had to mind my own business. Then I'm walking over and I see the associate bring the girl. I had to look at the girl's face because I just couldn't help myself. And it was really red and inflamed. It looked like she was having a reaction. So I look over and she's not giving her product recommendations. She's putting makeup on the girl's face. I was furious. I couldn't help it. I had to walk over there and I said, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but I couldn't help but overhear you said your daughter had a reaction from her product she was using. I don't think you should be putting makeup on your face. If you have a reaction, you need to calm it down. Putting makeup on is like putting salt to a wound. You need your skin to breathe, and you need to call your doctor to let them know what's going on. And they like were like the makeup associate, the associate that was putting the makeup, she gave me the look of death. Like, oh my God, you just ruined my sale because I just spoke the truth. It just blew my mind that instead of saying, bringing her over to an area like, oh, we have this Mario Badescu spray that has chamomile and lavender. If you want to spray it or do cool compresses. No, but no, they put makeup on her face to camouflage it and smother her face. It just blew my mind. So, those stores, although there are trained professionals there, sometimes there are not. So, trust your esthetician, trust your dermatologist, and do your research. So, that is today's podcast, and I hope you all have a beautiful, blessed day. Holla!